This chazaro zechinish b'chach chesel shagam rabbi Yehuda mesechem shacham daf pei beis. Zok the mishnah if the entire carbon pesach or most of the carbon pesach became tamei, it has to be burned in the base of Mikdash complex with the wood of the mizbeach. If less than half became tamei, or if there's any nicer, those are burned using privately owned wood, not in the base of Mikdash. The cheap people would even burn this in the base of Mikdash to be able to use the wood of the mizbeach and not have to use their own wood. Zok the gemara, Rabbi Yosef Rechanina said when most of the pesach becomes tamei, it has to be burned at the base of Mikdash. Why? Because we want to embarrass this person and have everybody see that this person was negligent and allowed his pesach to become tamei. The Mishnah said, "Nitma miutai v'chulu." Fact, Gemara Mishnah earlier in the Masechta said that if someone leaves Yerushalayim to head back home and realizes he took a kezayis of kosher meat with him, if he has not yet passed Tzayfim, the Tzayfim area, he has to return and burn the meat by the base of Mikdash with the wood of the Mizbeach. We see that this is the case even for a kezayis of meat, not just roiv of the animal. Rav Chama Bar Ukva said, when dealing with a visitor to Yerushalayim who doesn't have his own wood at the ready, we allow him to use the wood of the Mizbeach. Rav Zvid explains, because that we treat him like a cheap person who would be allowed to use the wood of the Mizbeach. Our Mishnah is dealing with a resident of Yerushalayim who we require to use his own wood. Is a different answer. Papa said both missioners are dealing with a visitor. Our mission is dealing with a visitor who has not yet set out to head back home. The previous mission is dealing with one who has already set out on the road, and therefore we don't require him to obtain wood to use. Zachmar Braisa says, if someone wanted to burn the meat at his own house with the wood of the Mizbeach, we don't allow him to do so. If he wanted to burn it with his own wood at the base of Mikdash, we also don't allow him to do so. Zachmar, he can't use the Mizbeach wood at home because if he has any leftovers, he'll use it for his own personal use, which would be awesome. So we understand why he can't do that, but why can't he use his own wood at the base of Mikdash? Rabbi said, we don't allow it so as not to embarrass the people who don't have their own wood. Rabbi said, we don't allow it because using his own wood and then taking home the leftover wood will lead people to think that he's taking home wood of Hegdish. The difference between these reasons would be if someone brings if he brings his own reeds or palm wood, they're not used on the Mizbeach. So according to Rabbi Yosef, there's still a problem. But according to Rabbi, there's no problem. The Mishnah said that Tamei Kahanim of the Kahanim whose chance it was to do the Avoid on a particular day were lined up by the entrance of the Harabayas. Rabbi Yosef said this was done to embarrass them for becoming Tamei when it was their chance to do the Avoid. Rabbi said this was done so that people shouldn't think that these Tamei Kahanim just simply chose not to do the Avoid and were busy doing something else. The difference between these reasons would be if a Tamei Kohen was a person who anyway didn't work, he was very wealthy, or a Kohen who didn't make a lot of money. In these cases, Rav Yosef's reason would still apply, Rava's reason would not. Zok the Mishnah, a Pesach that was taken out of Yerushalayim where became Tamei must be burned immediately. If a Pesach became possible because the owners became Tamei or died, it's left overnight to become nicer, and then it's burned on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Berakhia said this is also immediately burned because it's a Pesach that has no one to eat it. Fact the Gemara, the pasuk says that kachim kalim that become tamei have to be burned. Where do we see that this is true for kachim that left Yerushalayim as well? Gemara says the pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu became angry at Aaron for burning the meat of the chatas instead of eating it after Nadav and Avihu died. The Gemara explains that Moshe said the meat had not been brought outside its permitted boundaries. A chatas is kachim, it has to stay within the Mikdash complex, and this wasn't brought outside and therefore shouldn't have been burned. It seemed that if it had been brought beyond its boundaries, then it was proper for it to be burned. Fact the Gemara, that doesn't prove that the same holds true for kachim kalim that left their boundary. For example, Yerushalayim, Mara says, the halacha that any possible kachim, whether kachim kalim, must be burned, is actually halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Fact, Mara, according to the Tanya of the yeshiva of Rabbi Bar Avua, who says that even something possible as pigle must be left overnight and then burned, because he learns Xer Shava from pigle to noiser, why doesn't he instead learn Xer Shava from pigle to the chatas of iron and says that it has to be burned immediately? Mara says he would hold that even a chatas like that of iron must be left overnight before being burned. It's only in the case of iron over there that there was a hayrah shah that it should be burned immediately. Fact, Mara, if the halacha that pasul kachim must be burned zalacha b'mishum sinai, what does the pasuk of b'kodesh b'eish tisarif teach? Mara says it teaches that it must be burned at the mikdash. What does the pasuk of b'eish tisarif written by tamei kachim teach? Mara says we would think that other psulim which only affect kachim must be burned. However, tuma which affects even chulin can be buried and need not be burned. That's what the Torah has to tell us. The tamei kachim must be burned as well. The Mishnah said, "Nitzmu habalim oishemesu is teubat zerasan v'chulu." Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef said, "The machloikis in the Mishnah is where the owners became tamei after the zrika because it was fit to be eaten at one point. However, if they became tamei before the zrika, all would agree that it has to be immediately burnt." Fact, Gemara Brisa says that a carbon with the psul in the carbon itself must be immediately burned, but if the psul is with the dam or with the owners, it must be left overnight and then burned. The comparison of blood to owners must teach that just as the blood is referring to before the zrika, so is the psul in the owners, and yet we see that it must be left overnight. Zok the Gemara, we must say that Rabbi Yosef said the machlokes is only where the owners became tamei before the zrika. However, if they became tamei after the zrika, all would agree that it must be left overnight and then burned because there was a time it was fit to be eaten and is therefore clearly considered to be a psul in something other than the carbon itself. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan said that the machlokes is even where the owners became tamei after the zrika. We find that Rabbi Yechanan says this elsewhere as well, because he says that Rabbi Yechanan, Ben Breika of our Mishnah, and Rabbi Nechemya say the same thing. Rabbi Nechemya said, Lechani had said that the chatas of Aaron was burned because Aaron and his surviving sons were in a state of aninus, which means that he held that it was burned immediately, although the zrika was valid, which is the equivalent of a Pesach after a valid zrika has been made. Rabbi said that Rabbi Yosef Aglida holds this way as well, because Rabbi Yosef Aglida says in a braisa that we learn from Aaron's chatos that a carbon whose blood became pasul is burned immediately. We see that even if the psul is not in the meat of the carbon, but rather in the blood, it's burned immediately. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Rabbi Yosef Aglida would agree that if the psul is in the owners, the carbon would be left overnight before being burned. That's why Rabbi Yochanan did not list him as agreeing with Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika and Rabbi Nechemia.